If a chareshes, that she stays that way the rest of her life, if she could say goodbye to him, no man is going to want to marry her. They'll always be afraid maybe she'll say goodbye to him. Mashenka Nektana, Rashi explains, that since it's only for a few years until she becomes a gedela, her man will think, okay, I'll act nice to her, I'm not afraid she'll get rid of me. So therefore, the Rabban will misakin for Ktana to be a Mayan. Mashenka and Mahareshes, they couldn't be misakin it, because then nobody would marry her. Because the Gemara, Maishna Ktana the Yochla Betruma, or Maishna Chareshes the Yochla Betruma. The Kalka, let's say if a Koyin marries a Bas Yisrael Ktana, that the Gdushin is only Chalma the Rabbanan. The Loch is he's allowed to let her eat Truma the Rabbanan. Mashenkin, if a Koyin marries a Chareshes, that the Gdushin is also Chalma the Rabbanan, he's not allowed to let her eat even Truma the Rabbanan. The question is why not? Now we have the proof for these halachas. The Tanam was not like this. Heyed Rabbi Yechonin ben Gudgoda, ala Chareshes. Sheshiya Oviya, that a Chareshes, that a father married a wolf Midiraisa. She Yoitza Beget, that she could later on in life receive a get for herself, like we learned before in our Mishnah, that since Gerishin does not need Das of Yisha, even though she's a Chareshes, she could receive a get. Now it goes on that the Bryce here to say, V'yal Katan or Bas Yisrael, Shenisis Lekoyin Shechelas Petruma. Like Rashi said, the Gemara before said, it means Truma the Rabbanan, that if a Katana or Bas Yisrael got married to a Koyin, she's Lari Truma because of her husband. Now, the Ilu Chareshes Lo Yochla. Now, the Raya is, how come this Braisa starts off talking about a Chareshes, that a father can marry off Midiraisa? Then it starts talking about Truma goes to a Katana. Why doesn't it stick to Chareshes and say that if a Chareshes, the Bas Yisrael, got married to a Koyin, she could also eat Truma? Why did the Braisa have to skip to talk about a Katana? And that's the Diak, that a Chareshes is not Lari Truma Midirabonin, even Truma the Rabbonin, the Koyin cannot let her eat. That's the question, why not? So the Gemara answers the reason why a Chareshes cannot eat Truma, Gzeira Shem Yochel Cheresh Becheresh. Like maybe in a case where the Kohen will be a Cheresh, and he'll marry a Chareshes, and then also he's going to let her eat Truma. So that's the Gzeira. First of all, the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's wrong? For Leichel, let her eat Truma. The Habamina is now, she's eating Truma, the rice even. So the Gemara, what's wrong here? But the Locher is, Kotan Leichel Nevelesu. It's only like a cotton. She's not a bardash. She doesn't have oinshin. So even when a cotton eats nevelos, we're not masuva to stop him. So what should be wrong altogether? So the Gemara answers, Gzeiro shemiyachol cheresh pepichis. We're afraid maybe the kohen, the cheresh, will marry a normal wife, a pichis, and she's a gebela. So if she eats truma now, she'll be over nisa deraisa. So that's what we're afraid about. Fred Gemara, v'cheresh bepichis nami lechol betruma derabonin. I'll call upon him, even though the kohen's a cheresh, but midirabonin though he could marry a pichis. So when he marries the pichis midirabonin, they're married. How come she can't eat truma derabonin? Just like a katana before, we said she's allowed to eat truma derabonin. What's the difference? The teretz is gzeirom d'maasi liyochla betruma deraisa. Here we're afraid maybe you let her eat Truma Diraisa. That since she's a Gedela, and her we're afraid Xavier maybe she come to eat Truma Diraisa, which will be Nisa Diraisa for her. We're the Koyin's married to a Katana, we don't make this Gzeira. Because even if she comes to eat Truma Diraisa, like it's only caught in Leichon Nevelis, Mashenkin over here that the Cheresh is married to, we make Xavier this. You can't give a Chereshes, because also in the case he's a Cheresh, marrying a Pichis. And where a Cheresh marries a Pichis, they were afraid she can't eat Truma Derabonin, maybe she'll come to eat Truma Deraisa. So the Kitzah by Chareshes, that you can make mistakes with the Gedolim, the Rabbonin made Gzeira, she cannot eat even Truma Derabonin. Now the Gemara asks, Umayishino Ketano Diyisla Ksuba. How come with the Rabbonin, when you marry a Ketana, you have to give her Ksuba? Umayishino Chareshes Lesla Ksuba. How come if you marry a Chareshes, even in the Rabbonins, you do not have to give her Ksuba? So the Gemara answers, the Imkain, because if you're going to say the man, when he marries a Chareshes, has to give her ksuba, mimnoyiv loy nosiv lo. Men won't want to marry her. Again, because the Chareshes, she stays that way the rest of her life. Because it's not so gishmak to marry her. So as though if they don't have to give her ksuba, they'll marry her. They want to get rid of her later, they'll get rid of her. But if they're going to have to give her ksuba, men won't marry a Chareshes. Therefore, the Rabbonin were not misnaken a ksuba for a Chareshes. Mashenken ektana, like there a person would give her ksuba, because he knows, eventually she's going to become a gedolah, she'll be a normal wife. So it's kedai for you to marry her now, even if you have to give her ksuba. Now the Gemara asks, how do we know this? Uktana minolon biyis lo ksuba. How do we know this? You say that a ktana gets a ksuba.
The Tanam would not like this. Hamamamenes, if an Isha, like Tana, gives me into a husband, she says goodbye to him. Reels v'yashniya, in the case where you're married, Gdusha midrabonin, with it, she's an erva midrabonin to you. So midrabonin, you have to give her a get, like your grandmother. The idleness, or else the case where your wife became out to be an idleness, that she can't have children. So it's like mekach tois. In all these cases, then lem ksuba. When you get rid of them, you do not have to give them a ksuba. Abu yoitza the get, but you go out with a get. So here it's mashma clearly, the word, uktana yesh to ksuba, that uktana does have ksuba. Because it says only hamamenis. Only when she says goodbye to him, that's when she does not get a ksuba. But mashma, even though she's a ketana, if the husband gives her a get, the husband does have to pay her a ksuba. So here we have a raya that ketana gets a ksuba. Now the achareshis minolo and the less like ksuba. How do we know achareshis does not deserve a ksuba, does not get a ksuba, mishum tekonis the rabbonin? The tanya will not like this. Cheresh v'shoita shenoso pikas. In the case where the man was a cheresh or a shoita, if he married a normal lady, his afal pish and his pach, even the lady becomes normal. The cheresh becomes normal later. The man that was a shaita now becomes normal. Is the Malayan club? They have nothing. There's no chiyuk sub upon them at all. That since at the beginning, when you made the first kedushin, you were a cheresh or a shaita. A shaita b'chlav doesn't have kedushin. But even a shaita that has kedushin, you have no din ksuba. Now, Rotzel Kaima, now that you became normal, if you still want to stay married to them, yesh len ksuba. Now you have to give them a ksuba. But mashma before, when you were cherish, there is no chiyuv to give your wife a ksuba. There is the diet that a cherish does not have to give his wife a ksuba. Now, pikeach shenosha chereshes oy shoita. In the case where a normal man married either a chereshes or married a shoita, afilu kosav lo neyamono ksubosa kayemis. Even if he writes her $100, like the ksuba is kayim, and the reason is, or we have a gersim of neisha roitzel lozuk ben chosav. The bach says the gersa should be if they should rotsa loza min chosiv. If a man writes in that he wants to give her ksuba, it's acceptable. We say why? Because since he wants to have enjoyment from hana chosim, that's why he means to machayiv himself now ksuba. Hanu svara. So diik is taima the rots only because the husband wants to be machayiv himself ksuba because he wants to have enjoyment from hana chosim. Hola rotsa mashmiva does not want to give her ksuba. Ein lo, she does not have ksuba. So mashum sham al diika takona of marrying a chareshes, you do not have to give her ksuba. That's the question. Why not? And the Torah says the im came mimnoiv lenasulo. Again, if a person has to give her ksuba, people will marry her. If they know they have to give her ksuba, it's not kadai to marry her. For the gemara yochi is so tikhis lecheresh lesakin loksuba. In a case where she's normal, but the man is a cheresh, so lechura here we're trying to do something good to the man. Because he's a cheresh, she is normal. So chura, if you want to do something, we want to make a tikkun that he should be able to get married, we should make it easy for the ladies to marry them. So chura, here they shouldn't be misakin a ksuba. Since the wife here is a pikeches, she's normal, she deserves to have a ksuba. So if we want to make it easy for the cheresh to get married, we should have made a tikkun that he does have to give her ksuba, in order that the pikeches should accept the kedushin. The im came because if we don't give her a ksuba, she won't accept to get married to him. Like she figures she's normal. Why does she have to get married to a cherish for? Let her get married to normal men and she get a ksuba. So that should have been the reason that the rabbonin should be misakin to give even a cheresh, that a cherish should have to give a pikeches a ksuba. Has to with rabbonin, he doesn't. The Teretz says that here we don't have to be afraid. Because yoise mishrish roitz alisa isha roitz ilanosei. More than a man wants to get married, a lady wants to be married. For Nietzsche, Isha is a big cover, a big bizoyin, if she's not married. Therefore, we're not afraid, an Isha will take anybody for husband. So even though he's a cherish, like Lamaisa, cherish will be able to find a shidduch. Therefore, we don't have to make such takonis that he should have to give her ksuba. Therefore, the left, like a loy plug, a cherish and a chereshes does not get a ksuba. Now the Gemara says, it was a maisa who cherish, tevi bishvavisa de Rav Malkiyev. It was a cheresh that was in the neighborhood of Ramalkiyov. In Tzavoyisasa, he got married to a wife, the cost of La'arba Meyazuzi, and he wrote down in the ksuba, like, I'll pay you $400, minachaseh from his nechosim. So my Rav said, man chochem krav Malkiyov, who's so smart like Rav Malkiyov? The Gavarabel, he's like a great person. Why? Because Sarvi holds like this, you know what he made up.
that this cheresh should be mechayiv of the giver of ksuba. All right, turn over. Not that the yag is on the ikra din. On the ikra din, he also agrees you don't have to give a ksuba. He was just masakin that they should give a ksuba. Why? Kisavar. Ilu rotza shivcha lishamshoi. Milay zavninin lo. If he wanted to buy a maid, somebody made the shivcha to work for him, wouldn't he have to pay money for the maid? So kol shchein hok dikotarti. Avadir, when you get married and you have a wife, she's like double. She's your maid and she's your wife. So avadir, you should have to pay him money. So even though there's no chiyuv ksuba, still he made like a nice thing that you should pay him money. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Yom HaShmuel Eishes Cheresh Ein Chayovim Moleh Oshem Toli. If somebody else lives with an Eishes Cheresh, he's not even Chayav in Oshem Toli. In other words, we're talking about happening now. A Cheresh got married, right? So now we're coming out, the Mishnah says Midrabonin the Cheresh could marry. But Avadik Kedushin is only Chal Midrabonin. So therefore, if somebody else lives with his wife, he's not also midiraisa. It's not called an eishes ish. He's only over this to the rabbanon. So now he is saying over the name of Shmuel that Yishno, there's not even a chiyav of a noshem toli. That means, like we'll see later on the Gemara, that the Tzad is saying that a cheresh, he has maybe a suffix dikadin if he has das or not. Maybe his das is really a suffix whether it's called das or not. So therefore, when he marries a wife, true, it's not 100% chal midiraisa, but maybe it's a suffix if it's chal midiraisa. Might not gemina. That if somebody else lives with her now, he'll be over in Issa, Suffolk Issa the Rabbanon, that he should have to bring Noshem Toli. So that's what Shmuel is telling us, no, that you should know if somebody lives with the wife of the Cheresh, he does not have to bring Noshem Toli. So partially you learn because the Cheresh's Das is called zero, Midiraisa, there's no Kedushin Chal at all, Midiraisa, therefore it's only Midirabbanon, there's no Issa Midiraisa. So Mura says, Leino Messiah, let me bring a proof to him. We have a din of Chamisha lo yitroimu. There's a Mishnah that says five people cannot make truma. The Yim Torma were entrumas and truma. If they do make truma, the truma is not chal at all. The Elohein, these are the five people. Cheresh, Shaita, the Kotin. This is the Diyuk. That if a Cheresh has zero das, he's not called yet Labne Deyanu. Who is in the Shaita, the Kotin? If they make truma, nothing at all is chal, then now Labne Deyan. The Atarim, Shaina Shaloi. If one person, one yid, takes off truma for his other friend without his permission, so he wasn't a shliach, truma needs shlichus, therefore without a minu shlichus, you can't do it. Even if a Jew gave permission, made a goy shliach, but the law is an akum, is lav b'nei shlichus minu. So therefore, ain't truma sa truma. What these five people do, the truma is not chal, and it ends off. Here, ain't truma sa truma, it's mamish not chal at all. So l'chur you see that a cheresh's das is called zero das. So that's the right to Shmuel, that if a cheresh gets married, midiraisa, there's no tzad kedushin at all, therefore there's no chiyav oshem toli. So Mura says, no. Who the yomak Reb Leza? Could be, he goes like Reb Leza. The tanya of Yitzchok came with Shem Reb Leza. Trumas cheresh loitay til chulin. No, if a cheresh makes truma, it does not go out to chulin. Why? Bivnei shu suffik. Because it's a suffik. So it comes out, according to Reb Leza, Tataka Cheresh's das is called a suffix whether he has das or not. So maybe Shmuel holds like Reb Leza. For at the Gemara, he's real like Reb Leza. Shmuel holds like Reb Leza. Or Shem Tolan Nami Lechayiv. So why Taka aren't you Chayiv no Shem Tolan then? If you're going to tell me now that a Cheresh has a mix of or suffix das, that maybe his Kedushin is Chal Midiraisa, like we'll see later on in the Gemara soon. So if somebody else lives with that, it should be a suffix Eishas Ish, he should be Mechayiv no Shem Tolan. So Gemara says, even if Shmuel holds like Reb Leza, but the Yisrael of Hashem Toli is Beinon Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas. That's called the Yisrael of Ikva Yisura. It has to be that there are two pieces in front of you. The Marshal, you have two pieces of fat. One was Chalev and one was Shuman. One was Asur and one was Mutter. And you don't know which one you ate. That's the case that you know you did a Vadai Safek Yisur and Inissa was really in front of you. That's called Ikva Yisura. Then if you eat one of these two pieces, then Asafek Yichayev Noshem Toli. But in our case, we have the wife of the Cheresh. True, she's a Suffolk, whether she's married with the rice or not. But there's not two pieces here to say there's Vaday one Yisra here. There's no Ikva Yisura. So in such a case, even though it's also Midiraisa, but a Noshem Toli you put it from. For the Gemara, me boy, Reb Loza Chaticha Meshtei Chatichas? Does Reb Leza need that? For a Tanya we learned, Reb Leza Wai Mekfi. Kfi, that's a doubt whether it's called a Behema or a Chaya. is chayovim al chel b'yoshim toli. Now, if you eat a chelav of a kvi, Rav Lezol yichayev noshim toli. And the loch is like this. The chelav of a behema is also chayev chorus. The chelav of a chay is mutter. So you have this kvi, it's a sofik what it is, so it's a sofik isa. Even though it's not called ikva isura, because there are not two pieces here, it's only one piece when you have a sofik, what this one piece has? And still Rav Lezol himself holds yichayev noshim toli. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Shmuel, sofik Rav Lezol b'chodah, or polygalab chodah. Shmuel taka could hold like Rav Lezol that a cheresh has a sofik, whether his das is a good das. But negayat hilchas hashem toli yagas and Rav Lezol says no, since it's not ikva isura, it's only one ashes cheresh here, which is a doubt whether she's an ashes ish or not, so there's no hashem toli. Vika the army, someone said like this, that Omar Rav Chia Barashi Yomar Shmuel, ashes cheresh tak is, yes, is chayav male hashem toli. Because he holds like Rav Lezol, that a cheresh is a sofik whether his das is a good das. So when he got married, it's a sofik if it's chal midi reis or not. So if another man lives with his wife, he's chayav noshim toli. Meisvei have the kasher on this. The mission we learned before that chamisha lo yitroimu says there clearly that the cheresh makes trum with the trum is zero. The trum is not chal at all. So see clearly a cheresh has no das at all. So Mora says no. Could be shmul sovlok Rav Lezol. He holds like Rav Lezol that holds no. It is called the sofik das. It's a sofik whether the cheresh has das or not. Now we'll explain. Boy, Rav Ashi asks like this. My time with Rav Lezol. What's the pshat from Rav Lezol that he says that the truma is a sofik truma? Mivshap shitele, one way to learn is that he knows for sure the cheresh died to klishta. A cheresh's das, his understanding is like 50%. That's how much brains he has. O miyo misafkele, he died to tilusa.